I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hiya, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, Cape Cod Cares for the Troops holds fundraisers throughout the year, and on Saturday, they're asking people to run for the troops.
This is going to be the 11th annual Canal Run for the Troops, with a 5K and a 10K run along the Cape Cod Canal Path starting at the Buzzards Bay Recreation Area. Registration's at 8:30 Saturday morning, and then the runs are at 10 a.m., and there's going to be prizes, entertainment, and a free lunch. This year, the run honors Staff Sergeant Stephen Sprague, a Cape native who died last year. The money raised through the runners' sponsorships are going to be used to pay the $30,000 postage for 1,200 Christmas care packages that the organization sends to deployed troops. Plus, they try to finance a Christmas party for Fort Belvoir in Virginia, which helps wounded warriors and families.
There are two events Saturday afternoon that highlight food.
Well, the Dennis Union Church's 11th annual Apple Festival is going to again feature homemade apple pies and some unusual and hard-to-find varieties of fresh apples. They've got applesauce, preserves, and handmade items that are going to be sold in a country store. And a dessert cafe is going to sell pie by the slice and other desserts, plus some soup for lunch. There's going to be children's crafts and face painting, displays by local crafters, and a quilt show and the Cape Cod Spinners holding their annual wool fair. And that's happening from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday at the church and on the nearby green. Then in Hyannis, they've got 8 types of oysters, beer, clams, shrimp, live music, and educational exhibits as part of the second annual Shuck, a Day of Oysters and Beer. That's happening from 1 to 5 p.m. on Saturday at Cape Cod Beer, and the event benefits the Barnstable Clean Water Coalition, and it's designed to highlight the wide variety of oysters on Cape Cod, as well as their economic and ecological impact on the region. That event's also going to have wine and cider, clam chowder, and the pineapple caper food truck for non-seafood offerings.
In Mashpee, the Recreation Department is celebrating Oktoberfest.
This is also happening from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, and that's on the Mashpee Commons Village Green, and that's going to include a craft show with over 50 artisans, a keg toss, a dance demonstration by Haley School of Irish Dance, and live music by some local bands, plus children's music by the Toe Jam Puppet Band. They've got a variety of food there, along with a German beer garden, and some children's activities that include a train ride, a carnival-style games, a Stein race, a pumpkin contest, face painting, pumpkin decorating, and a canine dog demonstration.
And on Nantucket, Friday marks the start of the 10-day Nantucket Arts Festival.
This event is in its 25th year, and it includes all kinds of arts groups on the island over those 10 days. It happens through October 13th with art exhibits, plays, dance shows, lectures, poetry readings, mini concerts, movies, author talks and signings, and artisan demonstrations. Some of the big events this weekend are a special art exhibit that starts Friday at the Nantucket United Methodist Church, and they have the theme of Reimagining the Real, Shifting Our Worldview. And there's also the Manhattan Short Film Festival this weekend. And then you can look next week for what they call an organ crawl of successive organ concerts in island churches and a one-man theater show by comedian Kevin Flynn.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.